And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Oh, man, there's so much to talk about right now. I feel like some of the breaking news we got out there right now with this Minnesota shooting, if you've not heard about it, horrible situation going on in Minneapolis with a deranged transgender teenager. I think he was a teenager. Deranged transgender guy.
No, he was in his, I think he was 23.
Okay, well.
Transitioned when he was 17.
Okay. But nonetheless, a deranged tranny shot up a Catholic church service at a Catholic school and has killed two kids and injured 17 more. Three adults, 14 kids. And then shot himself. Horrible story. Horrible. The news stories are, and the news lines are covered up with it right now. We'll talk about it in a little bit of detail. There's some things to parse out in that. Then, you know, we've also got this strange story coming out of Scotland. Holy cow, what in the world? What is happening to Great Britain? Listen, I love Great Britain. That's where I accepted Christ. I lived there for 3 years. I cannot imagine what is happening. The culture of Great Britain has survived for thousands of years, and yet now what we're watching is mass migration is destroying the very fabric of society, and the government is like taking a blind eye and maybe even supporting the perpetrators of crime. This little girl, 12 years old, is actually defending herself with a knife and an axe, which, why is a 12-year-old carrying a knife and an axe? Because she's been accosted before. And so these groups of foreign ruffians, adults, are kind of stalking her, and one of her friends is yelling, "Leave her alone, she's 12. And then next thing you know, she has to pull her knife out, and then they're mocking her for it. Anyway, the girl was arrested. The girl, the 12-year-old, for brandishing a sharp object. Stop it. Good on her for brandishing the sharp object. You know what? Good on her for having the wherewithal to say, I'm not going to be a victim. Because she could easily have been a victim. I'm so beyond this stuff, man. Just so beyond it. But what I'm not beyond is my friend Stan McDonald. So let me do that real quick. I got to do this. Attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. I bring him up to you. Why? Because he's not only a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, but Stan McDonald is also the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue and a longtime conservative. Yes, indeed. So yeah, attorney Stan McDonald represents his clients literally in thousands of real estate transactions over the years. He can stand up for you in any local, state, or federal court. When Stan McDonald's on your side, I like to say you're going to have no greater friend. Likewise, your adversaries are going to have no greater foe. So, you want his phone number? I'm going to give it to you. Attorney Stan McDonald, the law firm is Wilmer and Lee. He's an America First family man. And yes, here's his phone number, 256-479-3020. That's Stan McDonald, 256-479-3020. And tell him you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. And no hesitation made, the quality of legal services ever be bad. Because I advertise it. That must be good. Oh, there's that. All right. Plenty of stuff, man. Text lines, 833-687-4448. Call it. Text it. That's the number. 833-68-RIGHT. Let me get a couple of these real quick before we go to the break. John from Huntsville says, Phil, spectacular monologue. Thank you. He said, also, did you hear about the terrible shooting at the Catholic public school in Minneapolis? Yes, I did. He says, by the way, JP, it's still not too late to join the Yahoo Pick'em group because I really want to see if I'm better at college football pick'ems than the king of sports. John from Huntsville.
I guess I gotta create a Yahoo account.
There you go. You've just been called out. Alrighty, that's it. We're taking a break. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just covering down on some major ground across the Southeast, U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. This one, this show. I mean, it goes like from Huntsville back over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that lovely little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the line from there to what we call, once again, Fort Benning. Benning! Big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And that's just the radio footprint. Radio, just the radio. Then there's all y'all in the whole wide world going to the World Wide Web, logging in, live streaming every single day on X, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, our website, rightsidemedia.org. Thank you very much. And then all you podcasters to catch it after the fact. I say all that, you know the deal. I say it because we want you to know that wherever you catch this show means the world to us. Thank you very much. You're the reason why we do what we do. I'm going to the phones real quick because she held on during the break. Lee from Huntsville's on the line. Hello, Leister. How are you?
I am good on this beautiful day. I have to say it's lovely.
It is indeed a lovely day. What's on your mind?
I mean, from just sent straight from heaven when it's in the middle of or end of August. That's all I know.
No doubt.
Dog day, so I'm thankful. I wanted to talk about that the girl, the Scottish girl.
Yeah.
Because it's really angered me and just brought up just so many feelings. I have Scottish heritage, a lot of it, and I've done a lot of research. And Scottish people were some of the bravest warriors in history. I mean, you've got William Wallace. Everybody knows, you know, the movie about him. And there's Robert the Bruce. We ought to call her Roberta the Bruce. This girl is channeling these warriors, these strong Scottish people, 10 times more than her lame, lily-livered government and police forces.
Yeah.
This girl she is so frightened because her own government and police force are kowtowing to immigrants who are not from there, who are hurting their children. And they're not acting like men. They're acting like cowards. I'm ashamed of them. I think they're disgusting that a girl has to walk around like this and defend her 12-year-old sister.
Yeah.
This is just, it's immoral. It's ungodly. I don't know how else to put it. And the people, the leaders of Scotland need to hang their head in shame.
They do. They do.
And I could be a hero.
And I can't imagine. I mean, how in the world they wound up sending the police to her house? I hope at the very least they took a statement and went and found these miscreants that were out there taunting her and giving her reason to want to carry a knife. But I don't really hold out any faith right now that they will. I mean, the whole thing is embarrassingly bad, and it's on the level of like a harbinger of bad things to come for your entire culture if this is the way it's going to be.
Well, and it's not only, yes, your culture is disappearing.
Yeah.
You will not have, same with Britain. But I'm saying the Scottish people have always been proud.
Yep.
And for this to have to happen, this has got to be a bellwether. This has got to be a giant,
I hope so,
bellwether for these people. But I also will say this. It appears that to the government and the police, it's more important to virtue signal and than it is to protect their daughters from rape. Let that sink in.
Just so you know, my part of my heritage is Scottish also. The McBrides are part of my family heritage. But anyway, sister, your point is well taken. I got another call I got to take, but thank you very much.
Thanks.
See
Bye.
Ya. Bye ya. I'm going straight to line two because we're like busy today. Sparky from Harvest is on the line. Spark, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm all right. And likely my family and you, my family immigrated to Sparkman's. Came over from Ireland and Scotland, and it's a tragedy what's happening with that little girl. We had one of our experimental test pilots left years ago to a billet in England to be an exchange officer. So we bought him a real nice Bowie knife and a case, you know, just a really cool, great gift. He's like, well, I'm going to have to store this away. I'm not allowed to have this over there.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are you saying? What are you saying? He said, knife control is, this was, shoot. 10 years ago, knife control over there is insane. Hey, the Minneapolis school shooting. Look at the parallels between that and the Nashville.
Yes.
That insane.
Yes.
Insane evil girl who shot up the Christian school in Nashville. Yeah. People have spent the last 4 or 5 years celebrating gender dysphoria, celebrating mental illness, and we got to keep an eye on these people. They're not getting the treatment they need. And if their families let them have access to guns, this is ridiculous that it happened in Minneapolis. And my heart's breaking. My prayers goes out to those Catholic families up there.
Yeah, totally agree, man. And listen, you make the point. I pulled this off somebody else's post. They said the new shooter, the shooter today, identified as trans. The Lakewood Church shooter identified as trans. The Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary. The Denver shooter identified as trans. The Aberdeen shooter identified as trans. The Iowa high school shooter identified as trans. It just goes right down the list. Somewhere along the line, we've got to recognize that this is a mental illness and that the amount of violent rhetoric in the left right now is even spurring that mental illness to new heights.
I agree 100%, and Big Pharma needs to back off doctors passing out happy pills instead of treating people's mental problems. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Thank you, Sparky. Good to hear from you, man.
Okay, bye.
See you. I love it when the phones light up and the I mean, Yeah, you know what? This is the I think the most fun is when the audience takes hold of the show. You know, when the topics, we haven't even gotten to Dipper One yet. I'm fine with that. And I think Allie was going to call in too, so we may see Allie calling in momentarily. Let me get a few texts from the text line. Paul from Decatur says, "Hey, Colonel Paul in Decatur, comment on the recent shooting at the Catholic Church. I wish everyone would stop referring to these deranged trans as males or men. They are not. They are so sick in the head and need therapy. They are mentally ill." They are. And by the way, this was a guy, right? Wasn't it a guy who identified?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I mean, he was a dude. So at the very, but he's not much
biologically.
Of a man. Yeah, he was biologically a dude, but he wasn't much of a man. How about that? Luann from Huntsville says, and sends a link to a story that I'm not going to open yet, but it says, she says, this is getting to the breaking point in Europe. There were demonstrations in Holland to get politicians' attention. All they seem to say is thoughts and prayers. Sorry, Phil, that ain't good enough. This is so wrong. What's the story
the
about?
The story is apparently a teen girl was murdered by asylum seekers while we're calling to the cops reporting that she was being followed, and this was in the Netherlands. So
wow. Wow, wow, and more wow. Cameron from Decatur says, to be fair, when you're talking about equality, you have to first determine what the percentages are for the races in a given population. Okay. Says, in the United States, for instance, 60% of the people are Caucasian. For what we know, 19% are Latino, roughly 15% are African American. And then on from there, therefore, to be truly equitable, any group should be approximately 60% I see what you're saying. Okay. That's a grouping that fairly represents the population. No group has to be 50-50 in order to fairly represent the population. Okay. I get what you're saying. And then it's also going to depend on where you are. If you go to a city that's majority black, then you're going to wind up having groups that are probably based off more likely what the demographics are in that area. But I get your point, man. Thank you very much. Before I go to the break, I see she's on the line. Allie from Athens is on the line. Hey, my friend, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. It was so fun to be encountering protesters and be on the other side of it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah. Today, the governor came and delivered a State of the State address at the Alabama Veterans Museum, of which you are quite fond.
Yes.
And on the way in, the No Kings folks showed up, always a rational group. And I was going to be doing some other work, so my arms were full. I had my backpack and stuff. My arms were full, and the first thing that was said to me was, "You can't wave. Your arms are full." As if there's something wrong with me having full arms and indicating that I was going to work. And so I pleasantly said, "Well, I'm actually on my way to work." And somebody else chimed in and screamed at me and said, "Well, then do your job." But I got off easy. Sandy and Jerry, who are the directors of the Alabama Veterans Museum, had to remove a No Kings sign from the fence, and what got screamed at them was that they were Epstein supporters and child molesters.
So how many of these ne'er-do-well skulls full of mush were out there protesting today? How many did you have?
Oh, if I were going to do a quick head count, I would say probably about 10, maybe 15 tops.
Okay,
but then I've got one more very quick one. They were on the courthouse square a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we just had an election in Athens, and it had been a particularly brutal and ugly election this time around. Thankfully, I feel like God heard our prayers, and Mayor Ronnie Marks was reelected, and I, for one, am very thankful. There were several people on the city council that were up for re-election, and I saw one of them who has served in the Air Force, and I will not say his name, but there was a woman in the Handmaid's Tale outfit with the white bonnet and the long red cape.
Wow.
And I said, yeah. And I said, you know what? Never mind. Remember, I am the recovering feminist. I said, you know what you need to do? Just stride on up there. Put your arm around the woman, take a selfie, and put a post on Facebook that says, "My kind of woman." It'll absolutely cinch your election. And he rolled his eyes, as he has. But it's just like, I would like to say respectfully, Colonel, back in my protesting days, I may not be remembering accurately, but I don't think we were this nuts.
No.
I don't.
And that I think is the culminating point before I go to the break, is that you're right. Protesters these days have turned into complete nutsoids. I mean, there's mm-hmm. it doesn't even make any sense.
Flaming nutcakes.
They come to the Athens Veterans Museum and protest the governor of Alabama, and then call people Epstein supporters if they take down the signs that weren't supposed to be up in the first place. I got to go, exactly. Sister. I got to break pinning on me, but wow. Okay. All right. Watch out for the protesters. The No Kings are out in Athens. Aleph Mathins, thank you very much. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Man, just making common sense like a superpower. That's right. Bulletproof influence, my friends. So let's talk about this situation up in Minneapolis right now. It's a horrible thing. But it appears that on one of the first days of school at a Catholic school at the Church of the Annunciation in downtown Minneapolis, a guy who we now know is a transgender activist who left a manifesto that we'll talk about in a minute, went to the chapel where all the kids were gathered for morning mass. And while they were in the middle of prayers, began shooting the place up. Two kids are dead. I believe their ages were 8 and 10. And there are 14 injured personnel, 3 are adults, 14 kids, 17 total, I mean. And then the shooter took his own life. I says his. I'm sure there are others out there that want to identify him as a her, but it's not. It's a dude with a mental illness who left a massive video manifesto, is what I understand. And JP, you're the one telling me about that. What do we know about the manifesto?
Well, first, MSNBC is also calling him they the incident, so there's that. But yeah, so apparently he had scheduled a YouTube video to go up right at it was posted like a couple minutes after the shooting, with him going through a notebook of a like 4 or 5 page manifesto that he wrote. I didn't read all of it.
Let me interrupt real quick. What that also means is this is way planned out.
Oh yeah.
He had a manifesto that was well written, but written out. I think you're going to tell me in a minute too. He had a schematic of the church.
Mm-hmm.
He videoed in advance. Mm-hmm. He had his weapons all marked up and everything. And then he drove to the church and he had this he said he had it preset to post on YouTube.
Yeah, he had the video of all of that scheduled to post right after the incident. So yeah, and yeah, he had a diagram of what the inside of the church looked like, and then proceeded to stab the picture with a knife. So it was a pretty disturbing video. YouTube has taken it down. However, it is like still up on Twitter and such. But yes, this was a meditated event. By the way, his guns, which he had several of them, Minnesota being a red flag state, I feel like this guy is a walking red flag. But anyways, the markers, he wrote on one of his guns something about kill Trump, something on another anti-Israel. There was one that said, where is your God now? So that's who this guy was.
So this is an anti-Christian, anti-Trump, anti-children manifesto.
Yes, pretty much.
And did you tell me that his mom works at that church?
His mom works at that school, yes, in church. And also, apparently, there's a document that somebody found, I don't know how, that his mom had signed off when he was 17 to have his name changed to Robin. So she was fully behind his transgender stuff. So it's a pretty disgusting story.
It's sad. And right now there are devastated families. There are kids. There's one kid. I saw a brief piece of his interview in the press. I mean, they're all standing around with microphones in the face of a 10-year-old who just came out of a shooting. So I'm not sure where the parents were at that particular moment. But the kid was talking about how when the shooting started, one of his friends jumped on top of him and got shot, but saved him from getting shot.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, I don't know if one of us already said it or not, but I guarantee you, there's already going to be discussion. Tim Walz is speaking right now. He'll probably say something about gun control because he always does. I think I need to point out, you did. You said red flag laws. So Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota in general have some of the most draconian gun laws already in the nation. They do. They require expanded background checks. They have extreme risk protection orders, which is red flag laws. That's where somebody sees a problem and they turn you in, and then you lose your guns and you can't buy one. And apparently that doesn't work. And then restrictions for domestic abusers. They have individuals purchasing handguns and other. Anyway, the bottom line is, or they even issue permits at the city level, not just like county and state, city level. So, and all of those are kept on file with the local police department. So you got all of these different measures in place that makes their particular gun control laws some of the most controlling of all, and it made no difference whatsoever.
Nope. The bad guys still got the guns. And however, I'm sure there was a lot of people who really weren't that much of a threat that probably were denied gun access because they were deemed red flags. But yet a transgender, oh, go on in, get all you want. But I mean, some, I think Sparky mentioned it earlier about the trend of transgender shootings at schools. So maybe it's time to talk about, it's not a young white male problem, like Trey Gowdy said. It's a transgender problem. I think it's very clear.
No, wait, let's clarify. Trey Gowdy didn't say it's a young white male
problem. No, he did.
Problem. He said, Trey Gowdy said it's a young white male problem?
He did, yeah.
Trey Gowdy.
He's getting slaughtered on X right now over it. He said, before they knew who it was, he said, I bet you it was a young white male that did this, and we got to do something and advocate for like gun control.
Trey Gowdy.
He did.
Republican Trey Gowdy. Former prosecutor.
Allegedly, yeah.
Oh man, I want to check that out. All right, listen, it's a heinous mess. It's not part of our dippers. It's just the kind of story that you just don't ignore when it's on the air. And both screens right now in the studio are filled up with it. There's a press conference going on right now. The shooter did post his manifesto. It has been taken down, like JP said, but officials are scrubbing it right now. I'm sure they're searching the house. I don't know if these were his parents' guns or his own guns, but he had certainly decorated them. Like he wrote all over them. If you see pictures on Twitter, you'll see that he wrote all his messages all over his firearms and the magazines and everything else. So if they were his parents' guns, he certainly had long-term access to them and made them look like his own. The whole thing is an absolute awful situation, a mess, a grossness. I mean, kids are sitting in church praying, and then shots start ringing out. And I don't know how many shots he fired. Do we have any idea how many shots he fired?
I think one parent that was a witness or a teacher or something said it was between 50 to 100 shots.
Good Lord. So he was changing magazines. He went apparently loaded with an AR, a pistol of some type, and a shotgun. So, yeah. Okay. Chris from Athens says, I know Tim Walz is going to come out and condemn the shooting. The fact that the Democrats are cool with killing children in doctor's offices, like abortion, but don't like it when they kill them with guns is total BS. He said, these people are all completely disgusting. I can go with that. Dave from Capshaw, Alabama sends me something. Let me see what we've got. Oh, yeah, there it is. Dems can demand gun control minutes after the news breaks of a deadly school shooting. Well, I got news. They've already got the gun control. It didn't control a thing, except the good guys. We're taking a break. We'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a hump day. Hour number two. And we haven't even gotten to dipper number one because of the weight of some of the breaking news. I will tell you, the text lines have lit up today. You guys are amazing. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it or call it. Dave from Capshaw again says that trans shooter who was mocking, apparently he was mocking God in some of his posts or his manifesto, that trans shooter who was mocking God by asking, where's your God now, just found out. Yep, I would say that's the way that works. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, somebody needs to make some stickers up of a fish in a barrel and stick them on every gun-free zone you can find, because that's what you're going to be if you're in that zone. Yeah, fair enough. Jerry from Decatur says, sounds like the shooter in Minnesota had sex ID remorse. Sick. I hadn't heard that part, but okay. Scott from Somerville says, this is the final straw. No guns for Democrats ever. There's that. Mark from Tony says, guns are not the problem and crazy people are the problem. Yes, indeed, I would say that. Joe in Tennessee says, old tampon Timmy owns the shooting at the church. Protecting the insane, he, she, it, trans, the legacy of our socialist state of Minnesota. The mother of it retired 2 years ago from that church diocese. I hadn't heard the retirement part, but yeah, I knew she was an employee there, or had been, or something. Thomas from Athens says, I believe Governor Walz last year signed the law to make Minnesota all trans safe haven. Yeah. To be the number one state to welcome LGBTQ persons, the AG has published the transgender rights fact sheet. Therefore, Minnesota is a safe haven for trans, but not from trans, apparently. Wow. Great final line there in that text. Luann from Huntsville says, there's something wrong with the whole concept of transgenderism. It's not just potential mental illness or self-loathing, but also forfeiting of sterility. What are the impacts of the mental psychological pain to families? Murder-suicide is the worst thing that could happen. Yeah, Paul from Decatur says they should be called its. Okay. Ron from Tuscumbia says we need more mental institutions and less gun laws. Amen to that. And then John C. from Madison says it does seem like that that people all over the world are getting tired of the so-called asylum seekers. If the asylum seekers keep on doing what they're doing, there's going to be a major uprising against them. Unfortunately, that will cause a lot of bloodshed that will happen. Yeah, he's talking about the situation in Scotland on that one. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know that we wouldn't see something here in the United States the way things go in certain cities, like in Colorado, where they are, or in Chicago for that matter, where they are in complete budget deficit because they've been spending so much on illegals. It's amazing to me there hasn't been some measure of vigilantism, and I'm glad there hasn't, but it's amazing to me that there hasn't. So there's that. But what you got, bud?
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it's kind of a connecting thread here of if you look at like what happened in Scotland where the 14-year-old girl was punished for having knives to protect herself and her friends from illegal aliens, that's where gun laws take you, to a place like that where you are now being punished for trying to protect yourself. So it's so horrifically sad and tragic, you know, when shootings like this happen today, but we just cannot let the narrative go to gun laws from that.
Yeah.
It has to be the deeper root of the problem, which is transgenderism is one, SSRIs is another. I mean, we've seen a trend of that too. It's not the guns, because guns will get you to where the UK is right now. It makes it even worse. It has good people who are now punished for protecting themselves.
And you saw what happened in Australia just most recently?
Yeah.
In Australia, they had a complete gun ban. They collected, they actually confiscated guns. And then just most recently, I think it's at least one province, Victoria, I think, anyway, but they put in place a machete ban, and they put drop boxes where you can drop off your machetes because we're going to get these criminal elements under control and take the instruments of destruction off the streets. I'm like, it's a knife. It's a knife.
And I'm sure everybody's going to comply and just give up machetes.
Like, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be some dropped in the box, and that's where the bad guys are going to go to get more machetes.
Yeah, like criminals they tend to follow the law. You know, that's how
works. That's how it works. Nofrey from Lexington says, Brother Phil, talked to a young little woke dude today. After a pretty good conversation with him, he asked me for life advice to help him. Know Jesus and learn what skilled labor is, young man. Nofrey, good on you, man. Thanks for spending time with him. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama says, I didn't see that. Chris from Sterrett, Alabama says, great monologue, Phil. Woke like gay, it used to mean something completely different, but a group of people took a word and then purposely changed the meaning and then created a movement with it. Words have meaning. Stop messing with real words. I'll get a couple more, then I'll go to the phones. Bruce from Springville, Alabama says, good idea, fairies. Leave bad idea poop. He said, I remember when Neil Borch referred to them as booger-eating liberals. Bunch of paste eaters. Adam from Athens says, Phil, you have to give it to Dale that he wasn't man enough to personally challenge you to the physical fitness test. Now that you said that, he's coming on my show today. He probably will. And then Chef Ben from Aniana says, Chef Ben and Marissa tuned in. Keep it coming. Happy hump day. Chef Ben, blessings on you, my friend. Chef Ben has had a setback here lately with a fire in the kitchen. But, man, we are pulling for you, brother. Hope you're back on the cooking side of things real quick. Let me go to the phones real quick. Is that Wolverine Dan? Wolverine Dan. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Well, I'm really, I'm a little tore up. Children.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
How, you can tell I'm emotional because it's a child. And if I was a parent of that child, my life would be, well, it can't be over because I have to make a wrong or right. Yes, and that's something I would do and pray a lot. And I've always been walking step by step with God. But I'm telling you, my friend, law and order, in our president's bringing it back. It's not because he wants to be a dictator, but without law and order, okay, and without taking care of the bad guys and locking them up and not let. And that will deter from this happening, okay? And the gender thing and the changing your gender and everything, well, I guess that's a personal choice. But, you know, if the parents didn't see something coming, You know, I knew everything about my kids, and I shut them down before they even started. Even said, I want to go where? And before they said, I want to go, I said, no, you're not going to go. So the bottom line is this, Bill. I'm tore up. It's emotional for me, and it's a sad day in this country. And our president is bringing back law and order to stop senseless killings.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you are so right. And it means something. It literally means something that we have the president saying safe streets actually are important, and we're going to enforce the laws. And the idea that Democrats are shouting him down for it is like they're cheering on the criminals. But
exactly,
Wolverine
that,
Dan.
That doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Appreciate you, buddy. See you, man. Yeah, he's not wrong at all. Not at all. Let me grab the last of these texts, and then we'll go to the break. Lewis from Trinity says, there are countries in Europe where the migration immigrants are 40 to 70% of the population. Oh, boy. Luann from Huntsville sends me an article. I'm not going to open it right yet, but she says it's the carnage from the transgender happening right here in North Alabama. Okay, it's something regarding a murder-suicide in Franklin County, Tennessee, or Franklin County, Alabama. Where is that? I'll let you look at it.
Red Bay.
Oh, it's in Red Bay?
Yeah.
No kidding? Wow. Okay. Paul from Huntsville says you need a machete in Australia to protect yourself from the wildlife. No doubt. Everything on that continent wants to, like, kill you. And then Dana from Athens says, as stated many times, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. And that is exactly right. All right. And on that mode, we will take a break. We'll take the break right now. Come right back. And I think I'll go ahead and dive on into Dipper number 1. Keep it moving. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.